USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A British oil tanker was seized in the Strait of Hormuz by Iranian forces while another was temporarily stopped and sent on its way. Here's the words of British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Stena Impro was seized in Omani waters in clear contravention of international law. This is totally and utterly unacceptable. It raises very serious questions about the security of British shipping and indeed international shipping.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard claims that they seized the tanker for violating international regulations. Three members of a now-defunct white supremacist group were sentenced to more than 2 years in prison for punching, kicking, and choking counter-demonstrators at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville and events in California. Benjamin Daly, Thomas Gillen, and Michael Maselis were members of the group known as the Rise Above Movement, and the U.S. Attorney's Office sentenced them yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The nation's top spy has created a new job to coordinate the U.S. response to election security threats. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats announced he has established the position of Community Election Threat Executive and appointed a career official, Shelby Pearson, to serve in the new role. Pearson will serve as the agency's principal advisor to threats to any election. She will coordinate and integrate all election security activities, initiatives, and programs across spy agencies and synchronize intelligence efforts in support of the broader U.S. government, according to the statement. Coates also directed the FBI, CIA, and other spy agencies to name a single lead for election security for each agency. This is USA Radio News. After round three of the British Open, Shane Lowry leads by four strokes, followed by Tommy Fleetwood, J.B. Holmes, Brooks Koepka, and Justin Rose. Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, for the first time since they've been playing golf together, didn't make the cut in the same major. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A presidential candidate weighs in on the Puerto Rico protest. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro asked about the situation in Puerto Rico, where protests continue over leaked chats between the governor and his inner circle.
We've seen comments that he and others in the administration have made. We've seen them using force against the people of Puerto Rico. This governor can no longer be effective, and I believe that he should resign.
The leaks revealed profanity-laced homophobic and misogynistic messages about fellow politicians and members of the media.
The original hit the big screen in 1986, and everybody wondered what happened to Maverick.
30-plus years of service, combat medals, citations. Only man to shoot down three enemy planes in the last 40 years. Yet you can't get a promotion. You won't retire. Despite your best efforts, you refuse to die. You should be at least a two-star admiral by now. Yet here you are, captain. What is that?
It's one of life's mysteries, sir.
Well, it's now official. The trailer has hit the internet, and the world awaits the summer of 2020 when they'll finally get to see Top Gun Maverick, with Tom Cruise revising his role as the rebellious fighter pilot. So not too much longer, the summer of 2020, you'll finally be able to see Maverick on the big screen.
The end is inevitable, Maverick. Your kind is headed for extinction.
Maybe so, sir, but not today.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.